of others who also want to express themselves. And maybe somewhere along the way, you'll meet other people that can help you express yourself in the way that you want to, i.e. a band, such as Animal Slaves. So, yeah, I think that is really, really cool. And I don't know, made me think about that. Because, like, what is punk? You know, like, I think there are certain genre conventions, but it is also a philosophy. And I think that philosophy is different for a lot of people. Maybe this is punk for you, and maybe you're listening right now and you're like, what are you playing right now? This isn't punk. This isn't that real stuff with the hard guitars and the banging drums. Doesn't matter. It's what you want it to be. Anyways, next track, Eye of the Hurricane, which also features Ahmed Hassan on percussion. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah. permit me to shed a tear.
We have now reached the final track of this Animal Slaves album, titled Catholic Boy.
He's on his own, the Catholic boy, road to self-destruction. No salvation for the Catholic boy.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Once again, you're tuned into Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We reached the very end of that album titled Dog Eat Dog by Animal Slaves, and, you know, I wanted to learn more about what Elizabeth Fisher in particular thought about the album, and I was actually able to find that, which is cool. She has quite a digital footprint that can still be accessed, and you're able to learn about her, and that was what I did for this episode. It says here on the website I referenced earlier, monkey-boy.com/efish, which actually all of her music is there, accessible to anyone, and she was the one who put it there. Says, though, the classic here is Rachel, Roscoe, and Me. I just listened to it. Oh, my gasp. Better yet, oh, my rasp. It sounded like I'm choking or something. But the bass playing is great. So is the drumming. Funny 80s recording. Lots of reverb. Haha. Of course, this is not an excuse that my singing on the LP was more or less horrible. Ha. That's a bit harsh. I don't think that was true at all. But we're going to be going on to the Animal Slaves EP, which actually came out 3 years before that. One is there was her very first record, and what she had to say about it was, a week before we started to record, our guitar player at the time, the ubiquitous and given to alcohol Stan, went off to Mexico and forgot to return. So we asked some of our friends to come play guitar, various people on various tracks. After this recording, Roscoe and Rachel decided to forego guitar adventures altogether and make me play keyboards. See above. Recorded in a garage studio, I forget his name, Greg Reilly's very first ever engineering / production gig. I think he was 18 at the time. Wow. All right. Well, this is the Animal Slaves EP from 1982. First track is titled Wasting Time. We'll be right back. Once again, you're tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. We only have about 6 minutes left, so let's try to play as much as we can. This next track on side two is titled Contrary to Rumor. Once again, we've been listening to Animal Slaves and talking a bit about the late and great artist Elizabeth Fisher and her impact on just the art ecosystem within Vancouver and some of the context around her passing. Yeah, lots to talk about, and I could probably fill like 3 more episodes with it, but we have about 6 minutes left, and make sure you stay tuned all night, honestly. In about 6 minutes, we've got Wham Bam East Van coming your way, and then after that, we've got the 60-minute stage dive with Jeremy. If you like heavy stuff, make sure you stay tuned for that. Anyways, let's play some more music with the time we have together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. Thank you all for tuning in this hour to Analog Archives. I hope you've enjoyed this hour of music, and I hope you enjoyed the next couple of programs we have coming your way. We got Wham Bam East Van and 60 Minute Stage Dive. This has been Animal Slaves and Elizabeth Fisher, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And until next week, peace.